Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In the first half hour today, I will talk with Maya Gandhi. Maya is the project coordinator for the Youth Mental Health Initiative Project from Townshippers Association. She will explain to us what exactly is the project all about and how it is taking shape in some of the youth communities here in the townships. I will also have some announcements for community events in the first half hour. And in the second half hour, I will talk with David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Skip will tell us about the next presentation coming up on January 28th, and also some of the bird sightings here in the townships. I will also have some health news in the second segment and some music in both segments. Let's start the show with a song called Count On Me, and it's by Bruno Mars.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Today we're talking about youth mental health, an issue that touches so many families in our region, and a local initiative that's making a real difference for English-speaking youth in the Eastern Townships. The Townshippers Association has launched a youth mental health initiative to help young people build resilience, reduce stigma, and connect with the support and resources they need to thrive. Joining us is Maya Gandhi, the project coordinator of the Youth Mental Health Initiative, who works directly with youth, schools, and community partners to strengthen mental health services and awareness across our region.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen, and I'm very pleased to welcome Maya Gandhi to the Townships at 12 today. Now, Maya is the project coordinator for Youth Mental Health, the initiative project for Townshippers Association. Welcome, Maya.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's great to be here. I'm excited to talk a little bit about the initiative and why we're doing this here with the Townshipers.
Now, you're new at Townshipers Association, I believe, and could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, Maya?
Yes, of course. So I'm currently studying at Bishop's University. I'm majoring in psychology. So this is a part-time position, but I do manage to do everything I can with the time that I'm here. Yeah, and I recently started this position here with the Townshipers. It's a brand new role. So there's a lot of exciting things that we're planning and exciting things coming up ahead.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun and very good for Townshipers too. Now, you're the project coordinator for the Youth Mental Health Initiative Project. Could you explain what exactly is this project?
Yes, absolutely. So this project touches on a lot of different ways that we're supporting youth. The main thing that's important about this initiative is that we're really looking to provide agency to the young people that we're looking to support. So we're not just here to, you know, provide cookie cutter solutions. We're really looking to involve the voices of our young English speakers in every decision that we make. So a big part of that, you know, is having them at the forefront, consulting them in terms of what they'd like to see in terms of ways to support them. So that's one big part of it is, you know, collecting information and speaking to the young people. Another big part of it is also bridging gaps that exist. For example, there are some services that might already exist. So my role is really to make those services more accessible and relevant to our youth.
Now, what inspired the Townshipers Association, do you think, to develop a youth-focused mental health program in the Eastern Townships?
Yes. So in terms of the reasons why this role came to be is because more and more as a community and as an organization, we notice that our young people are really in need of support. Following the pandemic, rates of isolation are really high. People are alone and it's not always easy to ask for help. I think that you know, a lot of young people are facing troubles that aren't always easy to talk about, and they don't necessarily know where to go. So really what inspired Townshipers to create this role and to do this initiative is to fill in that gap as much as we can and to really provide a support system for our young people because of that need that we identified.
Mm-hmm. So important. Now, who is the program designed for and how can young people participate?
Yes, so the program was designed for any English-speaking youth, primarily between the ages of 12 to 29. But it's really for anybody that could benefit from services in English. Maybe French might not be your first language. Anybody that feels more comfortable in English. So that's really who we're looking to support here. So that's anybody from the very beginnings of high school all the way up to the age of 29. So could even be young parents, young individuals in later education after high school as well. So it's really a broad range of young individuals that we're looking to support.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kinds of activities, workshops, or events does the initiative include?
So the initiative, there's currently a lot of exciting things in the works, so stay tuned for that. Currently, this year, we're mostly working with Richmond Regional High School. We are currently working on a mural project with the students there. So there's going to be more to come about that as well. But in the meantime, we're looking to, it's an initiative that came from the students and they're really excited to create this art project. So that's something that we're currently working on. I'm collaborating with my colleague, Izzy. We're going to be looking to help support them in terms of Pink Shirt Day that's coming up, and really just getting involved in raising awareness regarding bullying and really trying to break the stigma that young people are facing.
Mm-hmm. When is Pink Shirt Day anyway?
So Pink Shirt Day takes place February 25th.
Okay.
So it's really a day to, you know, to raise awareness about bullying, but also to be there for your loved ones. I mean, a lot of the time we think of change as this broad thing, but it really starts at home and it starts in the way that we treat each other. So somebody that might be a little quieter, that might be having a hard time, it doesn't hurt to give them a smile and check in with the people we're close to. So I think that's really where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does the program help reduce stigma and encourage youth to talk openly about mental health?
So what we've identified and what I personally think is really important is that A lot of the time when we think of mental health, we might think of, you know, struggles such as depression and anxiety, which are really real concerns that people have. But mental health is much broader than that. At the same time, I think mental health is, it can be moving and exercising and spending time outside. It can be socializing and connecting with people that we love and we're close to. Mental health is much, much broader than just talking about specific struggles and illnesses. It's taking care of our day-to-day. It's much more about enhancement as well. So I think looking at it from a more holistic approach, keeping the individual at the center of it, is really, really important. And I think also coming at it from an angle of that's much more collaborative and positive, I think, makes it more approachable for people to speak up and support each other.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Now, do you collaborate with schools and community partners? You mentioned Richmond. And how do these relationships help strengthen the initiative? Any other schools or organizations you've collaborated with?
Yes. So we're currently mostly collaborating with Richmond Regional High School on the school aspect. But we are going to be looking to work with the other English-speaking high schools in the region. In terms of partners, that's something that I've been developing since I began my role with the Townshippers. One key partner is I've had a meeting with Gris Estrie, so they're really there to support the queer youth of our community. And just gaining more information about some of the difficulties that our youth are facing in the queer community and in general as well. So I think I've been, you know, gaining more information and just looking. There's also some exciting collaborations to come as well. That's generally how we've been collaborating.
Any particular partnerships or projects? I noticed you mentioned the mural and the collaboration with the queer community?
Yes, so there mostly right now is the mural. There are certain things, like I mentioned, that are still in the works, so there will be more about that as it's being developed and coming to life. But for the meantime, that's really what we're working on. Another important thing that I'd like to mention is that we're working to build a resource toolkit. That's something that is going to slowly be coming to life over time. So it's really just a list of resources in the area, as well as some tools and strategies that we're going to be providing that will be super relevant to our English-speaking youth. So that's currently being developed at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the project is in the beginnings. Can you share an example of how the program has positively impacted a young person's life or perspective on mental health yet?
We are still in the early stages, but I have to say when I met with one of the students at Richmond High School, it was really special to see how excited they were about the mural project and how exciting it was for them to have an involvement in the activities that they're taking part in. I think that was something really special to see, and I'm also just excited to continue collaborating with the students there and the staff. And I think that was one of the most rewarding things one of the most rewarding conversations.
Mm-hmm. Now, other than that conversation, any other feedback from youth you've heard from? Or
So far, I haven't. I would say in general, I think one of the big things is that a lot of young people are grateful that this is something that's an initiative that's coming to life. I think a lot of the time, young people kind of struggle in terms of finding themselves and finding, like I said, places to get support. So I think now that there's a designated role and I'm going to be really working on this initiative, I think that it's exciting for a lot of young people to know that that's going to be there for them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's such an exciting and important project too. Now, what kind of resources does the initiative provide for youth, and where can families find more information?
Yes, so like I said, in the meantime, we are currently building the resource toolkit. But in the meantime, if ever you have any suggestions or questions for me, feel free to reach out via the Townshippers website. I'm very open to suggestions. If you have any insight on something you'd like to see happen in our community to support our youth, I'm really open to that, so please feel free to reach out.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Townshippers website. Now, for listeners who want to get involved either as youth participants or community partners, how can they reach out or sign up? The Townshippers website, any other way?
So if there's any young individuals that are in high school, you can definitely reach out to your school directly and ask them if they would like to get involved. I would say the main way is really going to be through the Townshipers website. There will be more resources to come as well.
Okay, what are your hopes and goals for the Youth Mental Health Initiative in the next year?
So my main hopes, I think, is really just to hear more from the young people. I'd really love to learn more about the struggles that they're facing and how we can support them. And I also want to concretely see action happen. This project isn't just about spreading awareness. It's also about, you know, taking action. So I'm just really excited to see how we can break isolation and stigma. I really want to, there's going to be a few events that are going to be bringing the community together. I think I'd love to see people talking to each other more and supporting each other more. So it's about lighting that flame and watching it grow.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Is it too soon to ask what some of the projects will be? Or
I think for now, that's really all the details that I can provide. I think there's things that are still in the budding stages, so I can't speak too much to that for the time being.
Okay, yep. No problem. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Maya?
I think the main thing is that, you know, youth mental health is something that a lot of the time can be intimidating to navigate. I think that a lot of the time it's hard to talk about, but it's so, so important that as a community, we take notice of our youth because there's so much potential there, and there's so many ways that we can support each other and enhance our community. So that's really it, I think.
Okay, well, we thank you so much, Maya Gandhi, the Project Coordinator for Youth Mental Health Initiative, their project for Townshipers Association. Thanks very much, and all the best.
Thanks so much for having me.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. There is a candlelight evening open to the public at the Wales Home, January 22nd, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The public is invited. It will take place in the Wales Home living room at the Wales Home. Candles are $10 or buy 11 for $100 and get one for free. Contact the Wales Home for more information when and where you can buy the candles. Coming up at the Hut, there's some activities in January. January 24th, it's the ANAF elections. This happens at 1 p.m. sharp. You must be a member in order to vote. On January 25th, it's a dance with Sid Aulis, 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. You must be 18 years and over. There's a charge. And on January 31st, a dance with Slightly Haggard starts at 8 p.m. Again, you must be 18 years and over, and there is a charge. Another workshop in English, sponsored by Mental Health Estree, Suicide Prevention, Understanding Risk, Building Safety, will take place on Wednesday, February 4th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Zoom with guest speaker Risha Dave, certified trauma integration therapist, registered psychotherapist, and Canadian certified counselor. This trauma information workshop focuses on life promotion and will equip participants with practical tools for healing and hope. Open to all, presented in English, and free of charge. For more information or to register, call 819-565-3777 or email outreach@mentalhealthestree.com. Mental Health Estree presents The Wisdom of Anger. That will be held on Wednesday, February 18th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom with Vanessa Salvatore, educator at Champlain College and certified integrative body psychotherapy practitioner. This workshop explores healthy ways to understand and release anger using grounding breath, simple movement, and practical tools that help the body let go of built-up tension. Participants will learn how to prevent overwhelm and express anger safely and constructively. Open to all, presented in English and free of charge. For more information or to register, call 819-565-3777 or email outreach@mentalhealthestree.com.
It started in my soul with dandelion days. So take me to the clouds where we can fly away. And if it's time to go, then maybe we should stay. Staying forever now, a million miles away. I'm in a daydream looking back. You keep me rushing like a light beam to the past. And if it's time to go, where we can fly away. And if it's time to go, then And if it's time to go, then maybe we should stay. Staying forever now, a million miles away. I'm in a daydream, looking back. You keep me rushing like a light beam to the past. And if it's time to go, then maybe we should stay. Staying forever now, a million miles away.
The song by Offenbach, and the song is called Miles Away. I want to thank my guest, Maya Gandhi, in the first part of today's show for talking to us about the Youth Mental Health Initiative Project from Townshippers Association. And please, if you want to find out more information, visit the Townshippers webpage. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with David Skipwright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. We will close part one with a song called Shadows, and it's by Brandy Wynn. Please stay tuned.
In the shadows.